Yesterday he said my eyes were fading fast away. I said, well, what do you expect? He asked me not to stay. And if it had all been for the best, I wouldn't feel this way, he said.
It's Tuesday, November 15th, 2011. I'm Ben Bowden, and this is the First Baptist Daily, a daily podcast aimed at the understanding and application of God's Word. And Philippians chapter 3, the Apostle Paul goes through his spiritual resume, and then he says, but whatever gain I had, I counted as loss for the sake of Christ. Verse 8, he says, indeed, I count everything as loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord. For his sake, I suffer the loss of all things and count them as rubbish in order that I may gain Christ and be found in him, not having a righteousness of my own that comes from the law, but that which comes through faith in Christ, the righteousness from God that depends on faith. In verse 10, he says something so interesting. He says, that I may know him, the power of his resurrection, and may share his sufferings, becoming like him in his death, that by any means possible, I may attain the resurrection from the dead. Now, the goal of trusting in Christ is to know him. That is to know Christ in a personal relationship and also to know the power of his resurrection, namely the power Christ exerts now from the right hand of God. Now, most of us are cool with that. We're good by, we want to know him and know the power of his resurrection. We say right on, and we want that. But then, Paul says something that makes us cringe. He says, and may share in his sufferings, becoming like him in his death. Now, we read this and we immediately think, that's not what I signed up for. I want the power, but I want it without the sufferings. But the text says that this power is made known as the believer shares the same kind of sufferings that Jesus faced, the sufferings that attend faithful witness in a fallen world. In other words, if we're going to be faithful witnesses of the gospel, there's going to be sacrifices and there's going to be suffering that come. The good news is that those who suffer with and for Christ will attain the resurrection from the dead, even as he did. Now, here's the deal. We need to get spiritually ready to suffer. See, the gospel is going to be advanced, but if we're going to be a part of it, we're going to suffer. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 1 says, since therefore Christ suffered in the flesh, arm yourselves with the same thought. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 12 says, beloved, do not be surprised at the fiery trial when it comes upon you to test you, as though something strange were happening to you. And 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 9 says, the same kinds of suffering are being experienced by your brotherhood throughout the world. So in other words, suffering is normal for Christians. So we need to get ready for it. The spread of the gospel often requires it. Richard Wurmbrand, he's a guy who endured 14 years of imprisonment and torture in his homeland of Romania between 1948 and 1964. He'd been leading a secret underground ministry when the communists seized Romania and tried to control the church for their purposes. And Wurmbrand, like the Apostle Peter, stressed the tremendous need to get spiritually ready to suffer. He says, I remember my last confirmation class before I left Romania. I took a group of 10 to 15 boys and girls on a Sunday morning, not to church, but to the zoo. Before the cage of lions, I told them, your forefathers in faith were thrown before such wild beasts for their faith. Know that you also will have to suffer. You will not be thrown before lions, but you will have to do with men who would be much worse than lions. Decide here and now if you wish to pledge allegiance to Christ. They had tears in their eyes when they said yes. Now, we think that's weird and extreme, but there's so much truth in it. If we are not preparing the next generation of Christians to suffer, we are feeding them a lie. The mission of the church will advance, but not apart from suffering. But even in the middle of suffering, there is a grace that we can draw from that which truly sustains, and it is the closeness of Christ. May we prepare for suffering. May we know Christ and the power of His resurrection, and may we even share in His sufferings for the advancement of the gospel, and in so doing, make much of Christ in all the earth. I'm Ben Bowden, and I'll meet you again tomorrow on the First Baptist Daily.